Son, never stop learning.
Here is a number that should stop you cold. A meta-analysis of 14 studies covering over 2,700 parents and children found that parental perfectionism, specifically the fear of mistakes, harsh self-criticism kind, showed a small but statistically significant positive association with child psychological distress. Not a massive effect, but consistent, measurable. And here is the part that gets overlooked. The same research drew a sharp line between two very different things: perfectionistic concerns, meaning fear-driven, error-obsessed parenting, and perfectionistic strivings, meaning high standards and ambition. Those are not the same thing. High standards, on their own, showed no significant association with child distress. Fear of failure did. That distinction matters enormously, Muhammad, because most parents who worry about getting it right are not the problem. The worry itself, when it tips into control and self-punishment, is where the trouble starts. Think of it this way. A parent who snaps at their child during a stressful morning, then repairs it later, is doing something fundamentally different from a parent who creates a home where mistakes are met with shame, silence, or withdrawal of warmth. The first is a human being. The second is a pattern. Research on parent-child dynamics found that parental perfectionism and parental overcontrol work together, sequentially, to carry anxiety from parent to child. That means the mechanism is not the occasional bad moment. It is the chronic removal of a child's chance to practice deciding, coping, and solving. A separate study of 71 mother-child pairs found something subtler still. Perfectionistic parents used more negative emotion words in everyday language, more anger words, different pronoun patterns. Perfectionism, it turns out, does not just live in grand gestures. It lives in the texture of daily speech. Now, the concept that reframes all of this is one you may not have heard framed this way before: the good enough parent. The core idea, grounded in developmental thinking, is that secure attachment does not require a parent to respond perfectly in every interaction. It requires caregiving that is sufficiently responsive and dependable over time. Sufficiently. That word is doing serious work. Children are not looking for flawless. They are reading for pattern. Is this person mostly here? Mostly safe? Mostly predictable? And, this is the key idea, when things go wrong between us, do we come back? That coming back process has a name: rupture and repair. A relationship becomes misaligned, and then it is restored through reconnection, acknowledgement, and changed behavior. Research is clear that a useful repair includes naming what happened, acknowledging its impact, apologizing without blaming the child, and describing what the parent will try differently. An apology is more educational when it is followed by changed behavior, not repeated apologies with no behavioral change. Once more, slowly, that sentence. An apology is more educational when it is followed by changed behavior, not repeated apologies with no behavioral change. So what does perfectionism actually cost a child? Consider a child who grows up in a home where errors feel dangerous, like when a kid brings home a test with a low score and the parent's face falls before a single word is spoken. That child learns something fast. Worth is conditional. Performance is the price of belonging. Research on parental expectations and criticism found positive associations between those parenting behaviors and several forms of child perfectionism, meaning children can absorb the pattern through social learning, not just instruction. And here is the irony that stings. Praise that communicates a child is inherently brilliant can make performance feel more threatening, not less, because now there is a reputation to protect. Process-focused feedback, attention to effort, strategy, persistence, builds something sturdier. It tells a child that competence includes recovering from errors. That is a very different message from, you are naturally gifted, don't mess it up. Muhammad, the takeaway from everything covered here is not that standards are harmful or that parenting mistakes are fine to ignore. The takeaway is more precise than that. Ordinary parental mistakes are not equivalent to persistent humiliation, intimidation, violence, or neglect. Those conditions are different, and where they are present, qualified professional support may be needed. But the everyday stumble, the snapped word, the missed cue, those are not disqualifying. The practical standard is not flawless performance. It is caregiving that is present enough, predictable enough, emotionally safe enough, and willing to repair. Perfectionism in parenting creates a brittle environment. True confidence grows in the soil of authentic, messy, and resilient human connection. That is not a consolation prize for imperfect parents. That is the actual mechanism,